The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to the AI Today podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Walsh.
And I'm your host, Ron Schmelzer. And as mentioned, for some of you who have listened to our AI Today podcasts before, you know that we cover a variety of different topics. We try to cover a few different themes here. We don't try to always strike one note, because we know that some of you who are listening really want education. You're interested in concepts and understanding that. Some of you are really interested in use cases and hearing from others. We have interviews as well as just uncovering AI implementations and applications. Some of you are interested in some hot topics. We've had quite a few of them. We've talked about the implications of some of the stuff that's happening in the news, especially around trustworthy AI, best practices that are coming up. And some of you are really interested in some of these insights into really making projects work. And so we try to rotate among those different topics. And hey, some of you like some more than the other. We get that in the feedback, but I think the best way to make people happy is just to cover all of them, right?
So exactly. Yeah, give a nice, well-rounded. I mean, this is AI Today, right? So we have to talk about all those aspects. And we do love to hear from our listeners. I know that many of you regularly reach out to either me or Ron individually, or you'll email us. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what episodes resonate with you and different topics as well. I know some people have reached out. Recently, we talked about, has AI crossed the chasm? And lots of people reached out about that one. So we've had some really great discussions going on. And if you'd like to reach out, please absolutely do so. Like I said, we do love to hear from our listeners. Also, subscribe to AI Today if you haven't done so already to get notified of all of the upcoming episodes that we had. Ron talked about a lot of different topics and areas that we cover, and we have a lot more queued up. We're really excited about some of these episodes. But for today's podcast, we want to spend some time on trustworthy AI. It's a big theme for us at Cognilytica, and it's a big theme in AI in general, you know, especially over the past maybe year or two, as more and more people are talking about it. So on today's podcast, we want to go over the governed layer of AI in our trustworthy AI framework. And specifically in this podcast, it's going to be an excerpt from our training. So we'll link to our trustworthy AI certification. I know that some folks who are listening to the podcast have already signed up. So thank you. We love when our podcast listeners sign up for our training and certification. But on today's podcast, we're going to specifically go over the main elements of what makes up governed AI, what it means to create an AI audit trail, and also AI system controls. AI governance, the main elements. So as we are building our AI systems, we want them to be trustworthy and we're following our trustworthy AI framework, we need to make sure that we also are looking at AI governance. And the main elements in that part are system auditability. So we want AI systems that are able to provide ways to audit all aspects of operation and behavior. We also want contestability. So AI systems need to provide ways to contest or appeal AI decisions for human review. If we want these systems to be trustworthy and people to use them, and they don't like the decision that was made, then how are you going to have an appeal process? So, or, you know, humans that can contest this, what's going to be the process that you have for this so that you can have human review? Also, risk assessment and mitigation. Organizations need established methods to access ongoing risks to AI systems and identified means to mitigate those risks. So again, you just have to make sure that you have these established methods. So you're not doing it ad hoc, but that everybody understands these methods, they're written down, and then they're followed. System monitoring and quality. Systems operating within ethical guidelines need to make sure that AI systems are always operating within acceptable performance, usage, and other parameters. So again, we know that AI is not a set it and forget it. So what are you going to do to have system monitoring and quality so you make sure that the results are within the parameters that you set up? Also, education and training. Ethical frameworks should require those who are involved in AI system creation or use to be trained in their proper development and use. A lot of times people may think education and training is nice to have, but it really should be a core part of your AI governance main elements. And also regulation and certification. AI systems should comply with requirements of regulatory bodies and third-party certifications with regular third-party audits and certifications of ethical operation.
So what we need to do to gain control over our AI systems and have visibility into our various AI systems in order that we can provide control and processes over them is we need to know what's happening. Without knowing what's happening, it's very difficult to know if things are going wrong, if things are going against our own policies, or if perhaps we are measuring things that we need to measure, comply with the various laws and regulations. So we need to control, create these AI audit trails that keep track of who and what, when and where and why the various decisions are made, the data that's used to support the AI systems, the various iterations of our AI projects. And this is very important because we're starting to see regulators and law people saying, hey, look, these AI systems are doing some pretty profound and important and critical things. And without having any sort of audit trail, we don't know, well, who to blame, who's accountable, how to evolve the risk, how to know when things are going wrong. So we're starting to see more regulations and people looking at keeping AI companies accountable, and also keeping organizations that use the AI systems accountable as well. Now, there's really two aspects of auditability or audit trails that are important. And of course, there's the idea of auditability, which is some sort of record keeping. We could think of it that way, that we should keep some sort of record of what data was used in a system for making a particular decision, how we went about implementing that AI system, the methods for procuring that system and pre-processing the data, as well as the lineage of that data. How was that data manipulated and changed over time? Aspects of storage and security, just keeping records, which can seem a little onerous. There's a lot of stuff we have to do when we're keeping records. And then, of course, the second part is, well, it's one thing just to, I guess, hoard the data, if you will, and store it and never use it. So we need to actually use that. And that's the idea of traceability, which is figuring out how a particular result was arrived at from the various different interactions of the data and the systems. Even if we don't necessarily have explainability how the algorithm worked, at least we can sort of trace things through. So having some sort of a traceable audit trail that can document the full process from the data collection and the training of the model to how we actually use the AI systems to augment or make the decisions and the various mechanisms that we use to capture the input data from the end user and all sort of stuff. And as well as we need to have data that's relevant to traceability, we need to store that somewhere to avoid, of course, alteration and degradation of it. And we need to retain it because we may need it in terms of liability and legal risk and compliance and that sort of stuff. So we have to do all that sort of activity. Now, this is usually where people feel like, oh my gosh, this is very burdensome. You know, simply the act of recording the data and maintaining traceable logs is pretty tricky. So one of the things we have to do to avoid people just not doing it, because that's always the issue when it comes to auditability and traceability, is basically non-compliance. People just saying it's just too much work, it's too much bother, I'd rather deal with the problems when they happen than do all this stuff, is we need to put in, obviously, automated systems that will lessen the burden of documentation and auditing. So we basically need to do for AI what we have done before, because we realized we had this problem with cybersecurity. When we had cybersecurity, at first people were like, whatever, these are online systems. You know, nobody had any experience with hacking and all that sort of stuff. Now we do. Now people realize we need to have audit trails. We need to have logs to know who accessed what and when and how. And when somebody implements a system, did we go through a test? Was there a penetration? All that sort of stuff. We realized how important that is. Now we will realize how important that is with AI systems when a decision is made and someone's found at fault and there's a hurt and there's this issue, there's all sorts of problems. We need to do the same thing. And so we've implemented these DevSecOps systems, if you will, developer security operations, these continuous integration feedback loops where we've involved security as part of that. And basically, we need to do the same thing with AI. We need to involve AI within those DevSec, op, and cybersecurity loops. And we need to figure out what requirements and processes we're going to put into place to record and document decisions so that we can just start automatically doing that and then having an automatic retention system and an automatic traceability system. And that leads us to the tools that we may use and the approaches that we'll use to enable the creation of these AI and data audit trails without really imposing undue burdens on the folks who are in data engineering, machine learning engineering, the data scientists, and the folks who are using those various systems.
Putting controls in place to get ahead of problems. When we are building our AI systems and we want people to be trusting them, it's really important that we have controls in place to get ahead of potential future problems so you know how to address them. And this can be AI system controls and data controls. So for AI system controls, we want to ensure that the required processes are being followed in development, deployment, and management of AI systems, so throughout its whole lifecycle. Also, establishment of a periodic review process for all AI systems for continued compliance on all aspects of your trustworthy AI framework. And also ensure that tools used for auditing, logging, monitoring, security, reliability, safety, and abuse. You want to make sure that you are actually, you know, properly tracking all of this. So make sure that you're using tools to help you with that. And also controls for iterations, versions, and changes made to the AI system. So again, you're going to have iterations on your model and you're going to have different versions. Make sure that you have controls in place for how to actually go about handling and communicating that. And then data controls. So you're going to want to put in place data governance mechanisms, safeguarding data privacy and security controls, as well as making sure that unneeded data is not stored or improperly used. So again, we have tons of data at our organization. We continue to create more daily. What data governance mechanisms are you putting in place? How are you going to be protecting and safeguarding that data, especially around data privacy and data security? And then making sure that you don't have data that's unnecessary. So when you're building your trustworthy AI framework, considerations and questions that you should be asking include: what processes will you put in place to ensure the continued compliance with established practices of your trustworthy AI framework for AI and data systems? And how will you make sure that the burden of compliance isn't so great that people will be motivated to skip or work around those controls? That's a really important question, because if you make things and the burden of compliance too hard, people will not do it. And then it might as well be that you don't have it at all. So we always like to have these ripped from the headlines so you can see what happens when companies are not putting these controls in place. Zillow is shutting down its home buying business and laying off 25% of its employees. And Zillow's home buying debacle shows how hard it is to use AI to value real estate. So Zillow had gotten into some trouble, and then it was reported in the news because they were using AI to value real estate. There's a lot of different factors that need to go into play, and they did not put controls in place to get ahead of some of their problems and ended up shutting down its home buying business. So you don't want to be in the headlines for bad reasons. Make sure that you are putting these AI system controls and data controls in place and really having answers to these questions. We hope that you enjoyed that excerpt from our trustworthy AI training and certification, specifically on governed AI concepts. So now hopefully you should have a pretty good understanding of that layer in our trustworthy AI framework. But again, if you'd like to dig deeper into that and all of the additional topics, I encourage you to get our trustworthy AI certification. I'm going to link to that in the show notes. You can also find it on our website at courses.cognolitica.com. And the reason that we like focusing on our trustworthy AI, as I had mentioned at the beginning, is that it really is an area that is getting considerable attention. And at AI Today and Cognolitica, we want to make sure that you're doing AI right and that you really understand why these are so important. And that's why we spend time on that. So if you haven't done so already, we encourage you to subscribe to AI Today. You can get notified of all of our upcoming episodes. We have some really great topics lined up that we're excited to have discussions on. We also have some interviews lined up. Ron and I are South by Southwest Innovation Awards judges, and we are going to South by Southwest. Depending on when you hear this, we may have already been there. And so we have some great interviews with folks that are AI leaders who are speaking at South by Southwest. So definitely subscribe so you can get notified of all of those episodes, as well as some additional topics, our hot takes on things, some more trustworthy AI education, as well as other topics. Like this episode and want to hear more? With hundreds of episodes and over 3 million downloads, check out more AI Today podcasts at aitoday.live. Make sure to subscribe to AI Today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, or your favorite podcast platform. Want to dive deeper and get resources to drive your AI efforts further? We've put together a carefully curated collection of resources and tools, handcrafted for you, our listeners, to expand your knowledge, dive deeper into the world of AI, and provide you with the essential resources you need. Check it out at aitoday.live/list. This sound recording and its contents are copyright by Cognolytica, all rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.